man. You're in the danger zone. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Anyway, good morning. It's 6:39, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock and Robot Hunter. Robot Hunter, are you ready to go?
Of course.
Don't you lie to me. Don't you lie to me, you son of a bitch.
Your ass.
No, you're the ass. You're the ass.
Dude, come on. Shut up.
No. Don't you dare. Robot Hunter, you're sitting there with your stupid robot. Who, you think you're better than me?
Hell no.
Okay, I knew it. That's at least as long as you know. As long as you know that you're not better than me, we'll be okay, Robot Hunter.
Whee!
Had to get that in there one more time. Anyway, we'll have more with Robot Hunter later on in the show, I'm sure, at some point. He'll pop back in. Right now, though, we got to get to it. It's time for your rock news and rock history. This show is so, so stupid.
Here's your Plan B Morning Show Rock News with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair, M139 in Benton Harbor. Breathe easy when it comes to getting your car, truck, SUV fixed because owner John Van Lanningham and his crew at AIR are going to get you taken care of. So go check them out if you need that clank or that grinding noise or whatever it is taken care of. They got you. Well, Paul Stanley has felt the need to tell us who his favorite singers of all time are, listing on Twitter the best lead singers of all time. Question mark. How about 11 of off the top of my head? Number one, Robert Plant. Number two, Steve Marriott. Number three, Freddie Mercury. Number four, David Ruffin. Number five, Rod Stewart. Number six, Paul Rogers. Number seven, Janis Joplin. Number eight, Steve Perry. Number nine, Brad Delp. Number 10, Brian Johnson and Lou Gramm. It was a tie. And number 11, Ann Wilson. That's a pretty damn good list. I am impressed that Paul Stanley didn't put himself on there. You know, if I'm going to do a top 10 list or 11, top 11 list, I might throw myself on there, especially if I'm a singer. But he didn't do that. He's like, I don't know. These are the best of all time. He didn't even make his own top 11. That's impressive. That's impressive. I do like Paul Stanley, though. As far as, you know, like singing prowess, not saying he's a bad singer, but if he's going to be compared to, you know, the ones on his list, I think it's safe to say that, yeah, he doesn't really stand up to all of those. Not that he's bad, but, you know, he did make a good list of other people singing in there. Lastly, Corey Taylor will play his first UK solo show with his solo band on October 17th through the 24th. So if you're looking for something to do over in the UK, if you're listening right now in the UK, good news. Corey Taylor coming by your way. So go check it out. Anyway, that is your rock news. Let's take a look at your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
Nothing too crazy going on, except there was a big day in 1954. That's right, March 16th, 1954. American musician, singer, songwriter, half of the Wilson sisters, Nancy Wilson, was born. Obviously, she is the other half of Heart. It's just one of those hot rocker babes, man. I think that's safe to say. Nothing better than a hot rock chick. Nancy Wilson fits the bill. But there you go. That is your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair, M139 in Benton Harbor. We'll be back.
Brock